You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
And on the line, we've got Ollie of Hans Puckett. Kia ora, Ollie Devlin. How are you this morning?
Hey, very good. Thank you very much, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to chat to you. We are finally going to get to see you guys play. It's been, I think, four cancellations. This is the fifth time round. We shake our fists at COVID, but it is exciting to see that Hans Puckett's going to be here in Tamaki Makaurau on the 1st of July to confidently test out new material. How's that going?
Oh, it's going pretty well. I can't even believe it. I'm looking at my calendar. I'm traveling up to Auckland in 3 days.
Woohoo!
I'm so excited. It's going well. Thanks for playing that song. I just was listening along, making sure that I remembered all of my own lyrics.
It's a good one.
It's been a while since we played, and I think our last show up in Auckland was in January. And then before that, I think I played a Christmas show, like a solo show in Wellington, where to play Fuck My Life, the members of Dart joined me on stage.
Amazing.
That was like the last time I played in Wellington, that song. So the lyrics can fall out of my brain a little bit, so it's good to do some practice.
For sure.
And, like, make sure that I still know how it all goes, yeah.
And you're also trying to cram a bunch of new ones in there as well. How's the writing process been going? Because it has been a wee minute since we've heard a lot of new music. You obviously gave us a very cool couple of Christmas singles, which was great. but you've been sitting on some new material for a wee while now. How's that writing process been for you, Ollie?
Yeah, it's been good. You kind of, when it gets towards the point where you need to be recording a new album or making some new tunes, I like go back through all of my voice memos and all of my notebooks and things, and there isn't as many songs as I would, you know. I think the last time we recorded was 2018, and there's about, you know, I've got about 15 really good ones that I really like, you know. So we've been sitting on some recorded material for a while from about then that we still haven't really debuted live, and then I've been working away on some new ones to record that, yeah, so there might even be some completely fresh songs at these shows.
That's exciting.
Like, won't even be the, you know, the final versions of the lyrics or the final versions of Jono's guitar solos or anything. Like, it could still change, yeah.
Could all be on the night you just decide to throw in a new line or someone does a shred that you weren't expecting. It's the joy of it, I'm sure.
I'm really looking forward to playing some new stuff, definitely.
It's an interesting dynamic that you guys have got as a band at the moment, because you're sort of split across the North Island. Obviously, you and Callum are brothers, twins, and not living in the same city anymore, but I'm sure you bounce your ideas off each other a lot, and with the other band members too. How does it work trying to make a band happen in different cities?
Yeah, it takes a lot of organization. It takes a lot of Google Calendar invites and band meetings and that sort of stuff. But I like to think that when Callum moved up to Auckland, that was the dramatic thing when we went, oh my gosh, is this band gonna survive? We just, you know, you just stay in touch. You just make plans. We have regular band meetings.
I am imagining a Flight of the Conchords-esque band meeting when you say that. I think the phrase band meeting is so deeply connected to that TV show in my head now.
at the moment, it's a lot of video messaging each other and
nice.
Yeah, catching up. Yeah.
And so, when you perform, it must be pretty special then, because you obviously it's something that you kind of have to really work up to, and, you know, it takes a bit of organization to get there. So when you're playing together, it must feel pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, last time we played together was in January, and I was on cloud nine. I was on cloud nine.
One of the things I've always loved about you guys as a band is you have a great sort of like sense of humour in your songwriting, Ollie, which then you're also really good at bringing into a live set, but also into your music videos, which I believe is something that you and Callum have always kind of done as kids, like making stuff together. And that seems like a really nice sort of way of, as adults, continuing to do that playing, you know, is through music and through this kind of world of music videos as well. Can we expect some exciting things in the future in that space, perhaps?
Yeah, I'm so proud of Callum and Annabelle, like sports team. Their music videos, so fantastic. And yeah, there are kind of some weird, every now and then seeing shots that or moments that remind me of bizarre things that Callum and I made together in Christchurch when we were like, you know, little kids messing around. So that is just, you know, there are good times running around with a camera.
Excellent.
As kids. We've got some music videos. We've been working on stuff.
Excellent.
I don't know how much more I can give away, but
that's
some stuff coming down the pipe.
Leave us wanting more, hanging out for some new Hans Puckett, which we can see live very, very soon, this weekend in fact, 1st of July at Whammy Bar, and then you're heading up to the Lee Sawmill Cafe, which will be also a spectacular show, a great place to play. And then you're hooning around the rest of the country down to Dunedin, Christchurch, back to Wally, and then Palmy as well for an all ages show. So plenty of dates to test out this new material.
Yeah, we're gonna thoroughly explore these songs and just be a completely different band by the end of it, I think. We'll have reinvented ourselves.
Very exciting, Ollie. Who's playing with you here in Auckland?
We got Bub.
Nice.
At Whammy, and then out at Lee Sawmill we have Bonita, which is Chelsea from Skeela's band. It's like a big dancey jazz band. There's maybe 10 people on stage,
wow.
maybe more, you know, trumpets, saxophones, someone on percussion the whole time shaking a tambourine, hitting a triangle. Yeah, it's a very exciting band.
It sounds like a great night to celebrate some music. We're going to listen to Comfort, recorded live at Whammy Bar. This was part of the We Love Whammy wine cellar compilation that you contributed to during the pandemic, the early days of the pandemic. And I think this will put us in a good headspace for seeing the show this weekend. Thank you, Ollie. We'll see you up in Tāmaki Makaurau very soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much. See you soon. We'll be right back.
hard to tell if it should feel like this. Such easeful, reasonable, comfortableness.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.